So what was the original, what was your original mindset when you were thinking, like, let's take this character to the panel? How did that all come about?
Well, it's a long story. I've been working on this for many, many years. It really was like about 2000, like 14 years ago, really, I started creating this whole story because it's a big epic that's in my head. And the first one in Hollow Planet is just the first book. But this story I've been building in my head for a long time. And basically what was happening was I was living in Los Angeles. I was doing the Larry Sanders Show. And I thought that my career was going to be different than it had been. I thought that I'd be, I guess I was naive at the time. I assumed that because of all the characters that I played, I assumed that I'd be allowed to play everybody. But I had not anticipated that being openly gay as I was at the time would put a real stop to that. And I was getting very frustrated about only being allowed to play one type of character, and that was the gay character. And they were always like the politically correct, positive role model character.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of character that minorities have where they have to reflect everything and they've got to be positive and all that bullshit that is such an enemy of art.
Absolutely.
You know, human beings are edges and, you know, darkness, and there's places that aren't positive. Anyway, so I got really frustrated and I just thought one day, what am I going to do? I want to do something big, and what do I love? And I knew that I loved two things really in terms of more than anything, and that was comedy and fantasy. That was, as a kid, I loved fantasy. I loved science fiction and fantasy. And if I hadn't become a comedian, I think that's where I would have gone. So I started putting all my books together that I really loved, and Journey to the Center of the Earth, and Tarzan, and the John Norman books. I don't know if you recall them, the Gore books. They were a very controversial kind of S&M slave books that really perverted a whole generation of kids when I was young. And our parents had no idea what was going on in these books. And I thought, well, I looked at all these things that I loved, and I went, what do I want to do? And then I thought to myself, what character do I have that is the complete opposite of all these characters that Hollywood is only letting me play? Who's my straightest guy? And I went, Danny. And I also realized that Danny was a kind of a character that you could throw anywhere. I wanted to take a character and I wanted to, like, take everything away from this character and see if they survived. That was the beginning of this epic. And I knew that Danny was the type of a character that no matter what you did to him, he would just go, well, I didn't see that coming, but let's keep moving forward. You know what I mean? He just takes everything and it's like, well, that's water off a duck's back. So I thought, he's the perfect kind of everyman. So I thought, I'm going to combine the two things. I'm going to take Danny Husk and I'm going to put him in a fantasy epic. And then the third thing I wanted to do was I thought, and I'm going to make it sexy. Because one of the things that I've always disliked about science fiction and fantasy and that genre is they're not sexy. They're sexy in a way that I find boring. Fanboy sexy. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I wanted to do it. I wanted to be a real sexuality. The first book doesn't really tackle that. That's the second book. But anyway, so that was basically it. And then I started to basically think about what could I do to Danny, and it just hit me, I'll send him to the center of the earth, and I'll make him a slave. And then I thought, oh, I'll make him a sex slave, because Danny's, like, amenable to whatever people want. He's like, well, that's I didn't see that coming, or that's not for me, but let's just see how that works out. Because he's he'll just do whatever, he's amenable. So that's a very long answer, I know.
No, it's okay.
Really, so that was it. And so I started from nothing, and I thought, I'm just going to start from nothing. And my first image was a telepathic mammoth. So I thought, wow, everyone's going to love that. So I wanted to put all these things in that I would love as a boy. I thought, I want to write an epic that a teenage boy would read, or a teenager of any boy or girl, and would go, I'm not supposed to be reading this. That was I thought, I'm not supposed to be reading this, and that's what I wanted. So that's basically where it started, and then all the stories just start coming to me. and the character started growing from that. But it really just started with me throwing Danny down a hole and figuring out what would come from that. So in all the things that I've done in my life, I've never started anything so blankly. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It was a real blank slate, and I went, I just know what I want to do to this character, and then I just trust that the story will come. And for 14 years, the story has been coming to me. And then originally, I thought it would be a big movie, and I wrote the first book as a screenplay. And then I kept trying to get it made, but I was, again, very naive. I had no idea that I wasn't big enough to get something like this made. But when I started writing the epic, I went, I'm not going to think about anything like this is too expensive or you could never afford it or how are you going to make a 28-foot blue woman. I just went, I'm just going to let my imagination run riot. And I'm not going to have any break. I'm not going to put any breaks on my imagination. So that's the philosophy behind it. And then after years of trying to get this screenplay made where people would go, wow, this is an original story. Jeez, I've never read anything like that. Holy cow. You realize that's code for, we'll never make this movie.
Ugh.
And so then I went, well, I have to tell this story because the story just seems, it has to be told. So I thought, well, maybe this would make a great graphic novel. And then, so I pitched it to graphic novel companies, and Stefan's company bit right away. He loved it, and so that's where it started. And so my master plan really is, hopefully one day when I get the three books out, people will go, wow, this would make a great movie, or maybe a great animated feature, or maybe it'll make a great television series. But right now I just want to make a great graphic novel series.